The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Mechesamad Aleph that Rabbi Yosef, he loved Rabbi Yochanan, the Kinnah Peres, Kinnah Naguf. If not, Rabbi Yochanan said the Kinnah Peres is Kinnah Naguf. He would not be able to find his hands and feet in the Beis Medrash. He wouldn't be able to get pshat because Rabbi Yochanan, also holds that every time you have a chalukah of Yerusha, they're considered like lakuchas, the brothers, and they have to give it back by Yovel. So if Yisal Kedai, the chalav, kikinin aguf, Tami, if kinin peres is not kikinin aguf, lo mishkachas, demaisi bikurim, you'll never have a case of anyone bringing bikurim, elachad barchad, ad Yoshua benun, unless it's a case of there's only one brother, there is no achim with him, all the way back to Yoshua benun. If not, every time you have a chalukah of Yerusha, they're automatic lakuchas, they're machzah b'yovel, and if kinin peres, av kinin aguf, Tami, you can never have a case where you bring bikurim. But since Rabbi Yochanan holds the Kinnah Peres is Kekin in the Guf Dami, therefore it's not fine, and he is able to be Matzi out of Raglav, and that would be the case when you bring Bikur. The Achanim asks that the Rambam seems to fall into this problem that Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Yochanan would have had if not for holding Kinnah Peres in the Guf Dami. They say that the Rambam lechares lo Matzi out of Raglav based on Medesh, because the Rambam paskins in Kinnah Peres is Av Kekin in the Guf Dami. The Rambam also paskins that Achon Shechol Kol Kuchas Ein Umachzin Lezabi Yoivol. So the Kum Tais Lefi the Rambam, you never have a case, and you bring Bikurim, because, except for the Chad Bar Chad, which is not Mestaber, that would be the only case. And therefore, every time you have regular brothers, they're Lakuchais and Machzabi Yevil, it's Kin and Paris, which is Lavka Kin and Aguf Dami, and Mimele, you never have a case of Bikurim. And Mimele, they're saying that the Rambam is Lachar Lamatsu Yod of Raglav and Beis HaMedrash. So Shaila is what's Shan in the Rambam. And there's a very nice tarot said by the Shagas Sari, another Achronim, they want to say like this, that this whole statement of Rav Yosef, this is not muskim, because Rav Chista earlier said that the whole machlokes is b'yayvel sheni. Avo b'yayvel rishon debakol meiv v'kari. In the first yayvel, everyone holds that you can be meiv v'kari. Dakata samak datai. At that point, they didn't know yet that yayvel is going to be mafkia, and therefore it is considered like a kinyan aguf. So b'yayvel rishon, everyone holds you could be meiv v'kari, even if you had kinyan paraslav, you kinyan aguf tami. So you could say that the Rama passings like Rav Chista, who argues in Rabbi Yosef and holds at least B'yavel Rishon, you can have a case where you may be B'kaira, and that would be the case of where you have Bikurim, and that would be B'yavel Rishon Lefi the Rambam. And even though Yavel Rishon is L'chara also my Dehava Haba, Rashi says Yavel Rishon is the first Yavel in the days of Yeshua, but Mikama Eloch, it's not Negea. So if Vayter the Rambam is passing in Din, which is not Negea L'dairus, it's straight to say that, but look, the Shagasai, the Rambam is going to Shitasa, that the Rambam is Chalak and Rashi. The Rambam holds a Yavel Rishon doesn't mean the first Yavel, the Klai Sol, kept in the days of Yeshua, but Yavel Rishon means the first Yavel, every Meicher or Meicher. Every Meicher, the first time he goes to a Yavel, that's of a Rishon, Mashenkin Yavel Sheni, means the following Yavelis, and Mimele feed that Mahalach of learning Yavel Rishon, Yavel Sheni, the Rambam could hold that every person could have a case where he's made of a Kaira, that would be Yavel Rishon, and Mimele the Rambam is the Matsuyot of Ragam Yisamedesh, being that he holds like Rav Chista, not like Rav Yosef. Now the Iker Zachavei, this Iker, the Lashon of Lo Matzi Yad Avraham Beis Hamedrash, is Lachar Tzarichian. What's the meaning of this statement, Lo Matzi Yad Avraham Beis Hamedrash? We're saying, how is that a proper way to refer to someone who doesn't have pshat in the sugya? Lachar, the not having pshat is shaykh to the seichel, shaykh to the leiv, but nothing to do with the hands and the feet. You know, the hands of, okay, we find that person is mirat time retired biyadav, but Raglav Lachar has no shaykh to limud atay in the Beis Hamedrash. What's this Lashon of Lo Matzi Yad Avraham Beis Hamedrash? So I was thinking that maybe you could be mazmer this al pi the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Chesam Adal. The Gemara brings down that there is a tztuki who had tainas on Rava. He said to Rava that you're akati bepachzizisu kaimu. You're still living with your hastiness all the way back from Nasa v'Nishma. Why? Because it says that he saw the Rava was learning kama ayin b'shmaitza. He was sending the Beis Hamedrash and learning v'yaswa etzvasa diyade tusikari, and his hands were under his legs. So he was so engrossed in his learning that he didn't realize that his hands were under his feet and he was squishing them, and because of that they were bleeding. And he said, look, that you're so hasty that you don't even realize what you're doing, and because you're so engrossed in your learning, you don't realize that your hands are under your feet and they're bleeding. And that's that same hastiness he had from Nasim Nishma, Ayin Sham, what he answered to him. But what we see from the Gemara is that when a person is shaku in a sugya, when he's very tired to get pshat, he doesn't even realize where his hands and feet are. Rashi's lashon is over there that it's basa diyada, it's basa yada v'kamaytzbu hayim mamaychem beraglav enu meivin mitach tirda. Because of the tirda, because you're trying to figure out pshat in the sugya, you don't even realize that your hands are under your feet. So it could be that's a pshat over here. Then when you want to say that a person is in a shver matzav in the sugya, he doesn't understand pshat, he's in a matzav yada v'raglav beis hamedrash, he's in a matzav where he's not going to even realize where his hands and feet are. He's going to be so shakur that he'll be like Rava, that his yadaim under his raglayim, his hands are under his feet. The Kamayitz Budama, that's a way of expressing the person who's has a shtark akasha, needs to work it out because of the tirda of the sugya, that could be the pshat in this lashon of lamatzi yad ragla beis hamedrash.